meet again in a final group match at the World Cup, just as they did 20 years ago when the Koreans won 1-0 to finish top of the group and sent 10-man Portugal home. The boots on the other foot today somewhat, with Portuguese progression already assured and Korea Republic knowing only a win will give them a chance of avoiding an early flight home. Cho Kyu-sung scored twice against Ghana and leads the attack. Son Heung-min is the star player and wears a mask after fracturing an eye socket prior to the tournament. Cristiano Ronaldo has scored once so far, a penalty against Ghana. Among those rested on the bench, key players, Bernardo Silva, Bruno Fernandes and Ruben Dias. Korea Republic need a repeat of their feat from 4 years ago when they sent Germany home by beating them 2-0. A win today wouldn't send Cristiano Ronaldo and his teammates home, but it might just propel the Koreans into the last 16, depending on the result in the Ghana-Uruguay match. And there is the coach. Portugal on the front foot now. Korean Republic scrambling to get back.
It's a great start, isn't it, for Portugal. Diogo Dalo on that right-hand side. Loves to get forward. He's a great athlete. And Ricardo Horta, a regular scorer at club level, gets himself into a great position. Does superbly well, Dalo, and picks him out inside the box. And he makes no mistake.
Son Heung-min. And it comes down. Initially, a superb reflex save there from Diogo Costa.
A couple of goals against Ghana from crosses with his head. And he jumps highest again. There's the offside decision. It's a fairly easy one to give, but Cho Kyu-sung is a real threat.
That was Cho there, the main offensive target. And there's an opportunity here for an equalising goal. Kim Jong-won.
This has been a World Cup full of surprises. So much has happened in the last couple of days. Portugal don't deal with the corner. It's Cho making a nuisance of himself again at that near post.
Diogo Costa really launching that one up towards Horta, the scorer of Portugal's goal. Is he going to get a second one? Not this time. Pushed away by Kim Sung-yu.
Diogo Dalo has really got forward well, hasn't he? Horta narrows off, which leaves that space for Dalo to run into. His first touch is superb. It's a really good effort with his left foot.
Vitinha, twinkle-toed play from the number 16. In it goes. Porter on the turn.
It was almost the same combination. Dalo to Horta. Dalo's seen so much of the ball in this first half, and it's a clever pass. Horta doesn't go in where the bodies are. He stays in the space. Has to turn, and again, can't quite get the power required.
Given away. Could be an opportunity here. Beaten away by Diogo Costa to deny Hwang Inbom.
Had a few chances to start the second half, Korea Republic. You feel as though they're getting closer. Powerful shot. Again, straight at the goalkeeper, Hwang Inbom.
Maybe a chance to break. Maybe a big opportunity. Still a lot to do. Son striding forward. Son still going. Support arriving.
And they've more shots than Portugal in this second half.
Super sub, Wang Heechan. What a moment for him. What a moment for Korea Republic. That World Cup dream is still burning brightly.
We've said it all along, they're a counter-attacking team and they break at pace. Son, when he picks this ball up, he's got so much to do and he's got so many Portugal players retreating to get around him. But he somehow manages to keep his composure and find the through ball to Wang Heechan, who then has still got plenty to do. He's still got to find the finish past Diogo Costa, and he does it superbly. This World Cup just keeps giving. Incredible scenes here at Education City.
What a pass, and what a cool finish. Biggest moment of his career. What a match, what an occasion, what a finale. What a grandstand finish. They're into stoppage time in the other match between Ghana and Uruguay. Uruguay 2-0 leaders, 8 minutes of stoppage time in that one. There goes the final whistle. Wang Heechan, the hero for the Korea Republic. They're all heroes in red today. They fought to the last. They scored beyond the 90 minutes. What a day. Of the group at the 90 minute mark, up into second place and into the knockout stages of the FIFA World Cup. They certainly saved the best to last.